Zakt der Heilige Mishnah weiter mit Sechte Seite Perik Ches Mishnah Dalet. So we already learned about those that have to go to the front and they're sent back. Then we learned about those that go to the front and they can't go back. Here in Mishnah Dalet, we're going to learn about those that didn't even travel to the border to hear the words of the Kayin. The Elu She'ein Zazin Mimakayma. And these, the people on this list, are the ones who don't move from their places. Zakta Mishnah Banamayis V'chanochoi. He built a house and he started to live there, but he's not there for a full year yet. Nota Kerem V'chiloloi. He planted a vineyard. It's already the fourth year. You had the 3 years of Arla. He already redeemed some of the Paris. The fourth year, it has the same debt of Maisa Sheni. You have to redeem it. So he had some of the Paris, but he didn't have enough from all of them yet. When we learned about him going to the border, listening to the Kayin, and coming back, and even then he still has to work for the war effort. He has to provide food, he has to pave the roads. He just doesn't go into battle, doesn't go into combat. That wasn't who was Mekadesh Anisha, but someone who actually marries the woman, there's Nisuyin, and this is the first year of their marriage. Or, HaKayin says Yevimtoi, his brother died without children, and he's not just waiting to be Miyavimer. He was Taka Miyavimer. He took her in as a wife. And it's within the first year. These people stay in their houses. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Noki Yila Beisei Shana Echas. He shall be free for his house for 1 year. And he has to make his wife happy. That's his job. He has to be Mesameach. As they state in the Pasuk. Ki Yikach Ish Isha Chadasha Lo Yetzei Batzava V'lo Yavar Olav. L'chaldavar, no other work. Noki yilabeisei shana echas v'simach es ishtoi ashalokach. Although this pasuk is talking about the case of someone that got married, but Chazal saw over here that it's referring to the other cases as well. Because it says noki yilabeisei shana echas, so we darshan lebeisei zebeisei, because of his house. And if you built a new house and started to live there, do me a favor. Stay there. Yiyah zekarma. The word Yielachar is extra in the Pasuk. So it comes to include someone who planted a vineyard, started to have enough from it, he stays home. V'simachas ishtai, zu ishtai ashalokach. So we know it's talking about his wife. The Pasuk started, Chiyekach ish isha chadasha. So why does the Pasuk have to say, ashalokach, that he took? That comes to include also someone that took in his Yivam. Because by Yivam it says, Olokach aloy li'isha. He also stays home. When we say they stay home, the Mishnah clarifies, as we already explained, they stay home. Not only don't they go into battle, but Einon Mesapkin Mayim Umazon. They're not there to provide water and food for the soldiers in battle. The Einon Mesapkin Asadrach. And they're not employed in fixing the roads for them. They're totally potter. That's learned from the Pasuk, L'yetze Batzava V'layavar Olav L'chol Dovar. Not only no fighting, nothing else is needed for the military. The reason is because we feel that this person, his head is on his house, it's on his kerem. He won't be focused on the war, and he's going to do more damage than he does good. As I state in the Chassam Sefer,